Every Wednesday morning here on the show, we have an expert from Weill Cornell to chat through some health and wellness topics. And joining me on the phone, we have Dr. Cromfell, Professor of Psychiatry at WCMCQ. Thank you for joining us on QF Radio.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
So we'll start with an introduction. If you'd like to tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are and the work that you do.
My name is Ziad Cronfall. I'm a professor of psychiatry at Weill Cornell. I've been in Doha for 8 years. Prior to that, I have been at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, the USA. Most of what I do here is teach the medical students the topic of psychiatry, and I see some patients, and I do research, and I'm very happy with what I do.
So you mentioned that you teach here in Qatar. So tell us a little bit about your experience of working with WCMQ students.
Sure. As I mentioned, you know, this is something that I love doing. I think our students are very diverse. They come from different nationalities, different religions, different cultural backgrounds. And they are very keen on getting their degree. They work hard. Although there are sometimes, you know, there are many challenges that they face. I find teaching here very interesting because of the diversity of the students, but because also of the innovation that our program does. You know, we teach, we have a New York curriculum, which we teach to, students from the Middle East and North Africa and Southeast Asia. Psychiatry, more than any other specialty, is related to some degree to culture. And it's interesting how we, you know, we take a topic, you know, that is, being taught in New York, for instance, and we work around it, you know, we deliver it in a culturally relevant way to our students here.
And can you explain perhaps what's kind of encompassed with psychiatry? What type of topics are we looking at?
Well, psychiatry is a branch of medicine, and it basically works with disorders of the mind. So, you know, unlike cardiology, unlike endocrinology, where you work with a specific organ, what we work with is the mind. And I think defining the mind is a little bit of a philosophical issue, but for all practical purposes, you know, it's a set of operation that your brain does. So anything from thinking to sleeping to having memory to dreaming, you know, controlling your emotions, all of this is the mind. And when people have disturbance, you know, in this part of their personality, so, you know, they need to see a mental health professional, a psychiatrist. There are some misconceptions about psychiatry. So, like, you know, mental illness is really, if you have a mental illness, it's not really a weakness of personality. It's not something that you did wrong or your mother did wrong, you know, in bringing you up and to this world. It's really some disorder in the brain. But disorders of the brain, you know, unlike other physical disorders, they manifest with changes in behavior, changes in thoughts and emotions and so on. So really we approach them as diseases, you know, they have the basis in their brain, although, you know, the manifestations can be more like in the realm of psychology and sociology and culture.
And I guess, you know, mental health issues have become more and more, misconceptions are starting to try and clear up misconceptions relating to mental health. Is it different working with psychiatry here in Qatar versus, you know, somewhere like the US?
Well, you know, there are some misconceptions about mental illness, you know, all over the world. There is a lot of stigma. I mean, people do not discuss going to see a psychiatrist with the same ease, and they talk about, you know, if they have a broken leg or something like that. And most psychiatric disorders worldwide are, you know, under-diagnosed and under-treatment, so the majority of people with psychiatric illness around the world are not receiving the treatment that they deserve or that they need. However, in the West, I think there is, you know, more attention perhaps to psychiatric disorders. I mean, there are a number of people in the public eye who have talked openly about their psychiatric illness. So the stigma maybe is not as bad, although I think in this part of the world, you know, sometimes the people here think, yeah, you know, the psychiatric disorders are these disorders, you know, for the Western society, we don't have these type of problems. But when we do, like, research, when we do epidemiological study, you know, in the Middle East and all over the world, you know, we see the prevalence of psychiatric disorder doesn't really change very much from culture to culture. Sometimes it's the way the disorders are manifested, but, you know, the prevalence of the disorder doesn't really change very much. So we probably have as many depression and anxiety as anywhere else in the world.
I mean, you mentioned that your research. We will get to that in just a moment. We'll have a break, play a bit of music, and when we come back, we will chat about your research and
okay,
and also, you know, just some of the topics regarding mental health and psychiatry.
Sure.
Don't go anywhere. This is QF Radio on 91.7 FM. Welcome back to QF Radio on 91.7 FM. You're listening to Rise with me, Laura, and we've got producer Rog Sandscott here in the studio. And we also have a guest on the line this morning. We have Dr. Cromfell from Weill Cornell Medicine on the phone. And we're speaking a little bit about, I don't know, you said you're from Northwestern, then completely wrong university.
Well, yeah, it's a neighbouring school here.
Thank you for staying on the line with us this morning. We're chatting a little bit about psychology, also mental health. That's your area of specialism. So we're teasing ahead to it before the break there. But could you tell us a little bit more about your research?
Sure. Before coming to the U.S., I was at the University of Michigan, and I was very much interested in the relation between the brain and the immune system. This was something that was not very much known, and it later, you know, resulted in a new discipline called psychoneuroimmunology. It's a fancy word, but basically what it says is that there are relations between our mood, our thoughts, and our physical health. An example for that is the relation between depression and cardiovascular disease. So people with depression are much more prone to have heart attacks. People with heart attacks who are depressed do not do as well, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And the reason of this, part of the reason at least, is that the immune system, which controls our ability to fight infection and sometimes is involved in inflammation and heart attacks, it is also involved in the, it works in the brain, and to some degree, the immune system, some of the new hormones that are secreted, some of the chemicals that are secreted by the immune system go to the brain and influence our behavior. When I came to Doha, I continued a little bit along these lines. I'm now doing research looking at the relation between depression and obesity. We think there is some sort of inflammatory mechanism that underline both. But I have also been interested in what's important here, the whole genome. I've done some work with genetics of bipolar disorder. But the one research that I'd like to talk most about is a project that is still underway that is not finished yet. I did a survey with my team. We did a survey of mental health issues among the college students here in Education City. Mm-hmm. And this was an anonymous online survey. Some of the students, some of the listeners might have participated. We had a number of control groups, one in Qatar University, one in the at AUB, the American University of Beirut, and the last one in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So we looked at, frequency of things like depression, anxiety, but also some things like, lifestyles, smoking, sleeping pattern, these type of things, the use of psychiatric facilities, and how do you think of somebody? How would you think if your roommate, had a psychiatric problem? Would you think less of somebody who sees a therapist, et cetera, et cetera? So we collected a lot of data. We are still in the process of analyzing them, but I'll be, happy to talk about these results once they are out, once we have done more analysis. I think it is a research, for our student, by our student,